Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got another great show for you guys today. Some more games in the NCAA tournament. We get Xavier in Texas tonight. Also a solid game between the 16s, American and Mount St. Mary's. We'll talk a little bit of that. We'll also preview all of tomorrow's games. I got my five favorite plays. I got some totals that I like, and we'll talk about some of the other games as well. Chase Kitty going to join us later on in the show. We'll get Chase's thoughts on some of the games that he likes, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show and chime in on YouTube, on Twitch, on X as well. So send us anything that you have. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. But let's get things running on a Wednesday as Glass is in session by going to the Glass or guest line, checking in with Jared Smith, who joins us. You can give Jared a follow on X at Jared Smith Bets. Check out his work, Fox Sports Radio. Also does some great stuff for us here at the BetMGM Network. Jared, we've been texting a ton over the last week and a half. Great to have you on the show. We finally have the bracket in front of us. Before we talk about some of the games we have coming up tomorrow and on Friday as well, just want to know if you have anything in either of tonight's games. Xavier, Texas, American, Mount St. Mary's, anything that interests you there?
Yeah, I took the first half under in Mount St. Mary's and American. You know, if you watch that tournament, especially Mount St. Mary's without their best guard, figuring out a way to get through the MAAC tournament there in Atlantic City, I thought was very impressive. American, as we know, is a very defensive-minded team. We were watching them pretty closely in their Patriot final against Navy. Not a team that really gets up and down too fast. Obviously, a low total there. In the 120s, the first half total, 59.5. I know it's tight, as first half totals tend to be, but that felt like a slower paced game. And then I went with Xavier too on the late matchup. I just think what we're seeing with the Xavier team right now, they're really clicking at a positive time. Ryan Conwell looked fantastic in the Big East tournament. You know, that was a game Marquette really needed. Xavier losing their first Big East tournament game, I think they'll be very fired up for this matchup. I guess you would be surprised that the numbers moving in their direction, considering how much love the SEC's gotten, but I think that's kind of the market telling you Xavier is the right side tonight. So I took Xavier, I laid 2.5 there, and under 59.5 first half under with Mount and American.
I like it. Let's talk about last night's play-in game, North Carolina and San Diego State. Boy, did the Tar Heels shut a lot of people up last night with that performance. That's as good as they maybe looked all season. I mean, they could not miss last night. So, Jared, now we know they make it to the round of 64. They get Chris Beard and Ole Miss in the first round. Right now, they're slight favorites as an 11 seed, which I think is telling you a little bit. How do you think the draw sets up now for North Carolina? Do you think they can make a little bit of a run?
I do. I think it sets up really well. And I think, you know, obviously Ole Miss is a tough opponent, but we've talked about this before. We talked about it last week. There's a chance that the SEC is overvalued in this tournament based on what we've seen in years past. Conferences that have had historic non-conference runs, the Big 12 last year, haven't always fared as well in the NCAA tournament as maybe some of the data would indicate. So I wouldn't be surprised if the SEC, barring, you know, a couple of those teams at the top, which I do think are kind of better than the rest, I wouldn't be shocked if the middle of the SEC pack, right, the Ole Misses, the Mississippi States, those types of teams, I wouldn't be shocked if those teams struggle. Not all of them, but maybe more than we expected. And then if you really spin it forward, Iowa State's banged up right now. Obviously, the Gilbert injury is gonna loom large on them. And I'm not very high on Michigan State because I don't think they shoot the ball that well. And I think they used up a lot of those shots in the Big Ten tournament last week. So I would not be surprised if North Carolina finds themselves in the Elite Eight. That would not shock me in the slightest. And if they play like they did last night, who knows? Maybe they can even give Auburn a run or whoever they would face in that Elite Eight at the top of that bracket there. So, yeah, I do think the Tar Heels are kind of poised after what we saw last night. There's always a team that makes a run. I think it's 12 out of the last 13 tournaments. A team that has won that 11-seed play-in game has also won another game in the round of 64 and beyond. So I think that is a matchup tonight. If it's not Xavier, it's North Carolina, one of those teams, or maybe it's Texas, one of those teams is going to find themselves in the round of 32.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on all those things. Let's talk about Thursday, Friday games. What are some of your favorite bets that you have in the first round?
Yeah, so I took the over in VCU BYU. That kind of steamed up to 146 now, I think I saw. I got over 143.5 earlier this week. I know VCU likes to play slow and they're not a great offensive team, but to me, they're going to be running and gunning against this BYU team because they're going to have to make some shots. And I think BYU's defense is really vulnerable. They play that drop coverage, and I think VCU might actually, if they can hit a few shots, I think this game will have a little bit of pace to it because of the style BYU plays. I laid it with Gonzaga. It's up to 6 now. I still feel comfortable that the Bulldogs are going to win against Georgia. Again, I'm not as high on a lot of these SEC teams as maybe the market should be. On Friday, I love your Bama squad, and I've seen that number steam up a little bit. I think I saw 23. I would still lay it with Bama. I'll be honest. I think this is a terrible matchup for Robert Morris. And there's always a team, I love this trend, a team that gets blown out in their last tournament game, their conference tournament game, leading into the NCAA tournament. Those teams tend to cover in the round of 64. Why? The market over adjusts and then you get a little bit of a discount. Alabama is so much better than Robert Morris. They can name their score. And I think coming off of that hellacious blowout against Florida, I think they will be very, very up for this game against Romo. I took 12 with Grand Canyon. I took 2.5 with Memphis. I think they're the better side against Colorado State. Memphis always plays up to their opponents. They played down. I think their metrics are a little bit skewed because they really didn't show up in a lot of those lower tier AAC games. But when they play the quad one and the quad two opponents, that's when you see Memphis's best stuff. Obviously, the Tyrese Hunter injury is going to loom large there. And I took High Point. I think High Point could beat Purdue outright. I hate Purdue's defense. I think High Point's going to score a bunch of points. They have a really fun offense out of the SoCon there, or out of the Big South there. That's a really fun team to watch.
I like it. Any other long shot teams besides North Carolina that maybe you think could make an Elite Eight Final Four run potentially?
Well, I don't know if you put this in the long shot category. Well, I gave out Oregon to beat Duke. I know that's just me fading the public because everyone's picking Duke in their brackets. I think Duke's the better team there, but Dana Altman's been good in the tournament, and I thought maybe, you know, short turnaround, perhaps they'll be ready for that game. But I think Texas Tech is really prime. I don't think the market's fully baking in Texas Tech. I know they're a 3 seed, so maybe they're not really a long shot. But I think Texas Tech, and I know you love Mizzou, but I think the thing about Texas Tech I really love is the market's not fully baking in their two starters that are, I think, going to be back this week, the two front court guys. So I think I made a really big bet on Texas Tech to make the Sweet 16 because I think, again, when we spin it forward to the round of 32 game, I don't think the market's fully baking in, especially Darren Williams. That's really the big one. So I think Texas Tech has a chance. If they can get past that Sweet 16 spot, I'm not high on St. John's, right? Like, we're fading St. John's, and mm-hmm. I think that Elite Eight matchup against Florida will be fascinating if it's Florida against Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech's defense has a chance to slow Florida down. So maybe Texas Tech to the Final Four is kind of something people aren't really expecting. Everyone loves Florida. I get it. But if you want to think of a zig when everyone's zagging in that West region, I think Texas Tech is a pretty good spot.
I like it. Which of the regions, Jared, right now is giving you the most trouble, you think, when you fill out your bracket?
I really think it's the East, and it's because I everyone's just so confident Duke's just going to run through. Everyone's saying the East is the easiest.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure about that, because when everyone's saying one thing in this tournament, it tends to be the opposite. Everyone loves Bama. I get it. And I know you said this to me. You're like, yeah, Bama's going to lose St. Mary's in that round of 32 game. And that's a really – that's a tough matchup on a short turnaround. So if everyone's picking Duke and Duke's a lock and they're not going to make the Final Four if everyone's wrong about that, and Alabama's got a tough matchup against St. Mary's in the round of 32, what's this East region going to look like? I mean, is Wisconsin going to be able to make enough shots to get through? I think that round of 32 matchup against VCU potentially could be really tough. Or if it's against BYU, that game could be first to 100 wins. Oregon is always dangerous because Dane Allman's a great coach in the tournament. They play a weird style of defense, which is tough to prepare for in a short turnaround. And Bama makes a ton of threes. Bama's good enough to win the championship this year, but they're also bad enough if they miss their threes to get, as you said, eliminated in that round of 32 games. So I think there's a ton of variance in the East. And then we also, here's your mystery box. What's the status of Cooper Flagg? I know he should be healthy, but are we really 100% sure that ankle is 100%? So I think the East region's really been giving me some problems because I'm just not 100% sold on Duke being that lock to make the Final Four.
Before we let you go, give us your Final Four, and who do you have cutting down the nets in San Antonio?
So I'll be weird again. I like when you are in a big bracket pool, 1,000 people or more, 500 people or more, you got to be weird. You got to pick something that everyone else isn't picking.
Correct.
So I went with Auburn and Texas Tech on one side. I went with Oregon and Houston on the other side. And I've got Auburn beating Houston. So Auburn, after everyone, you know, is down on them now, losing all these games down the stretch, I think the situation that happened last year with Yale will hopefully wake these boys up. And, I mean, listen, if they play like they did in the middle part of the year, they're certainly good enough to beat anyone in college basketball. They've got the upside. Can they just kind of string it together, and can Baker Mazzara pull his head out of his tuchus and not get teed up in a big spot? So I think Auburn is a team that I not a lot of people are picking in the bracket. It's mostly Duke. It's mostly Florida. So I'll take Auburn to win it all, cut down the nets there in San Antonio.
There you go. Auburn Tigers for Jared Smith. Make sure you guys follow Jared on X at Jared Smith Betts. Check out his work, Fox Sports, and also right here on the BetMGM Network. Jared, good luck to you, sir. We'll be talking throughout the tourney.
Absolutely. Good stuff, brother.
Absolutely. Jared Smith joining us here on Send It In. B-Mills, I see we got a question in the chat. I tailed you on your ACC teams to win 7 or more games in the tourney. Does the UNC win last night count? I think it should, right? B-Mills, it's funny. I was wondering the same thing. I feel like it should, because when those 16 seeds win a game, they say that they won their first tournament game ever, right? So, like, that should count as a tournament win for UNC. So I'm hoping it does. Again, I think Duke's going to win the title. That gets us to 6. If UNC, if that win counts last night, we're already at 7. So we just need one more if Duke ends up winning the title. All right, let's do a little PJ Pick 5, March Madness style, here on Send It In for tomorrow's games, my 5 favorite bets. We're going to start with number 1. It's a moneyline parlay. I'm taking UCLA and Gonzaga moneyline parlay at minus 106. Usually good things happen when those two teams get together. We know they played some instant classics over the last couple years. I like the moneyline parlay here. UCLA going up against Utah State. Gonzaga up against Georgia. Bruins about a 5.5-point favorite. The Zags about a 6.5-point favorite. Look, I think UCLA is going to take care of business. When you're dealing with a team like Utah State that's really good on offense, they're number 17 according to KenPom, but they're 151 on defense. Teams like that usually have duds in the first couple games of the tournament. And I'm just banking that against a really well-coached team who's got a good defense in UCLA, Utah State's dud is going to come in the first round game against UCLA. Maybe it comes in round 2 against Tennessee, but I think it's going to come against UCLA. I like that matchup for the Bruins, so I'll take them to win the game. Would probably lean towards them on the spread as well. And then Gonzaga, look, Mark Few's been in 9 straight Sweet 16s. The last time he has lost the game in the first round, I believe you have to go all the way back to 2008 and Steph Curry and Davidson. So it's been a little bit since Mark Few has lost in round 1. He dominates in these early rounds. Awesome early tournament coach. So trust in Mark Few to get the job done. Mick Cronin and UCLA as well. I like parlaying those teams together, minus 106 to get us that parlay. Next up, This is everybody's favorite upset. UCSD against Michigan. I'm going the other way. Give me the Wolverines -2.5. Every year in the tournament, we always have a popular, trendy upset that wins. Last year it was JMU against Wisconsin. Everybody loved JMU. They ended up coming home. The COVID year, everybody loved Ohio against that Tony Bennett Virginia team. Ohio ended up winning outright. There's always one every year. I don't think this is going to be the trendy upset. Maybe it is, but I think there are some other upsets down the board that are trendy that I think are going to happen. I just think this is a bad matchup for UCSD. And if you look at Michigan and what they've done when they played on neutral floors this year, I mean, they've been really good. They obviously just won the Big Ten tournament. They played Oklahoma, Arkansas earlier in the year. They played Xavier earlier in the year and smashed them. Like, they've been scoring a lot of points on these neutral floor, neutral site games. And I just think those big fellas down low, the Twin Towers, Danny Wolf, Vlad Golden, the 2 7-footers, are just going to be too much for UCSD. They don't have a player taller than 6'8 who's in their rotation. So they're such a well-coached team, UCSD. They're number one in the country in turnover to assist ratio. But again, Dusty May's a good coach. I mean, the guy took FAU to the Final Four. Like, he can coach a little bit. And he knows the advantage he has inside. So as long as Michigan's guards take care of the ball, they feed the big men, I like Michigan -2.5. I also like Creighton -2.5. And I just saw some 3.5s pop up on BetMGM. So I'm going to bet that again against Louisville. I just think everybody loves the Cardinals because the game's in Lexington, right? It's an hour drive for their fans. They haven't been in the Big Dance in 6 years. That's a great basketball fan base. They're going to be packed out. It's going to be essentially a home game for the Cardinals. But I just can't get out of my head how bad Louisville has looked outside of ACC play against tournament teams. Like, just go through their resume and look at what they did against Ole Miss, what they did against Tennessee, what they did against Kentucky. I get Creighton isn't as good as some of those teams, but still, this is a new season, right? I get they played well in the ACC, they did well in the ACC tournament, but this is a new game. This is a new season that we're in right now. And Greg McDermott, very quietly, pretty good tournament coach. He's been in the second weekend 3 of the last 4 years. I think Kalkbrenner's going to have a good game inside, so I like Creighton now at +3.5. against Louisville. Next up, give me Wofford in the first half, +11.5 against Tennessee. My handicap for this game, put yourselves in the mind of Tennessee, right? You just played in the SEC tournament. You played three games in 3 days. The last two games that you just played were against Auburn and Florida, two number one seeds, two of the top teams in the country, right? I mean, you get up for those games. That's why you go to Tennessee. That's why you play college basketball, to play in games like that, to play against teams like that. Now you got to turn around. I get it's the NCAA tournament, but I think it's human nature for Tennessee to come off of a couple games like that, play in a 2-15 game, and start a little sluggish. So we know Tennessee isn't that great an offensive team, and they certainly can go through droughts. Wofford is a team that will shoot a lot of threes, and they were cooking in the SoCon Conference Tournament. So if they can carry that over, knock down some shots in the first half, I think once they go into the locker room, Tennessee will figure things out and they'll turn it on. But I think for those first 20 minutes, Wofford can hang around. So I'll take the Terriers in the first half, +11.5. Then I like VCU +2.5 against BYU as well. I just think this is a bad matchup for BYU. VCU is 5th in defensive efficiency. They're top 25 in three-point defense as well. That's what BYU wants to do. They want to spread you out. They want to shoot the three. VCU is an excellent defensive team, and they got a really good coach in Ryan Odom, who was the coach for UMBC when they upset Virginia. So I'll take VCU +2.5 against BYU. As for some of the totals that I like tomorrow in March Madness, we will start with McNeese State and Clemson. I like the under in this game, 133.5. McNeese in the non-conference, they played three teams that made the tournament. They played Bama, Liberty, and Mississippi State. The scores in all those games, 72-64 against Bama, 62-58 against Liberty, 66-63 against Mississippi State. That would be good enough to cash the under in all those games, except the Bama one, but 72 points against Bama. That's how good McNeese State's defense is. Clemson's offense was not inspiring at all in the ACC tournament, so I think this is going to be first to 60. I think this is going to be a slugfest. I like the under, 133.5. Georgia-Gonzaga, give me the over, 149.5 in this game. Georgia's offense out of nowhere has just come to life in the last like 2.5 weeks. Going through SEC play before their final like 5 games, Georgia had scored more than 75 points just 2 times. But in 4 of their last 5 games, they have scored 75 points or more in 4 of their last 5 games. They got that big win over Florida, the big win at Texas. They got a win at home against Vanderbilt. That's what helped get them into the tournament. So whatever Mike White and company have figured out offensively, it's been working. And obviously going up against Gonzaga, who's always a really good offensive team. I like the over, 149.5 between the Zags and the Bulldogs. Give me Purdue's team total over at 80.5 against High Point. I do like High Point plus the points. I think that High Point is live in this game as well. I think the bet that I feel the best about, though, is that Purdue is just going to score. As great as High Point's offense is, and they're top 30 according to KenPom, they're also 223 defensively. If you watch Purdue this season, you know that offense hasn't been their issue. It's been their defense, especially their two-point defense, has been atrocious like the last month of the season. So I think this is going to be one of the more entertaining games around one. I think there'll be a good pace. I think both teams will score, but I think Purdue gets into the 80s. I like their team total over 80.5. I also like the over in Michigan and UCSD at over 141.5. I mentioned how good Michigan has been on neutral sites this season. They scored over 80 against Maryland. They scored over 80 against Purdue in the Big Ten title game. And then if you want to go back earlier in the season to the non-conference, they scored 85 against Arkansas, 86 against Oklahoma as well. So Michigan has been scoring in these neutral site games. And again, I think the advantage that they have down low, getting UCSD in some foul trouble, we could see some free throws in this game. Maybe UCSD playing a little bit of chase mode. I like the over 141.5. And then give me under 144.5, UCLA and Utah State. A lot what we were talking about in that previous segment. I just think Utah State's offense is going to struggle. These teams in the tournament historically that are really good on offense and not good on defense have like an offensive clunker in these first couple rounds. I think Utah State's is going to come tomorrow. I like the under 141.5. All right, some other games that I would keep an eye on tomorrow that we haven't discussed so far. Houston first half, -16.5 against SIU Edwardsville does intrigue me. I wouldn't expect Juwan Roberts to play because, like, why would he play in this game? You don't need him. Just rest him for a couple more days. But Houston, historically, especially these last couple years under Kelvin Sampson, have been a really good team in the first half. And again, Houston has been bit by the injury bug in this tournament in years past. So they want to build a lead, get out to a lead, and then rest some starters in the second half. So I think there's some motivation there for Houston to build an early lead. I like them in the first half. I would also lean Kansas -4.5 against Arkansas. I know Arkansas is probably going to be a popular upset by most. Kansas has obviously struggled this season. They were preseason number one. I like them to win that game, and I would lean towards them -4.5 as well. I kind of like Texas A&M -7.5. I've seen a lot of people that love Yale in that matchup. But I just don't see Yale beating an SEC team 2 years in a row. They certainly could. They return just about everybody back except Danny Wolf from that team that upset Auburn. But I like A&M in that matchup. And then again, Missouri and Drake, favorite game of the day. I'm going to stay away from it, but hoping that Missouri wins the game because got Missouri going pretty far in my bracket. All right, a promo. And March is here, and the madness is about to begin. Get in on the action with the March Matchups Odds Boost token. Just place your bet, use your token, and if you win, bigger payout, bigger celebration. Don't miss your shot. Grab your Odds Boost token today and make every game a slam dunk. All right, let's get to our guy Chase Kitty here on the Glasser guest line. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A Kitty, writer for BetMGM, joins us every Wednesday here on Send It In. Chase, excited to get your thoughts, man. We have the bracket in front of us. Before we get into some of the games we got going on Thursday, Friday, anything that you have for tonight's two games on the card?
Yes, I do have a couple of bets. I just want to say at the top, I am almost embarrassed how much of my card has already been covered between you and Jared in the first part of the show. But I do like Xavier and the under in the American Mount St. Mary's game for pretty much the same reasons that have already been. I think the fact that Xavier's -160 on the money line, they're laying a couple points there, despite the fact they're playing a big bet. that SEC team. Market is kind of telling the truth quietly about what you should think about Texas there, even if you aren't already aware of how bad the last month and a half of Texas's season went. And then the first half under, the full game under, I like both plays there in the American game. That's going to be a really slow-paced game, and offense will come at a premium.
All right, I like it. So, Chase, give us the card for Thursday, Friday. What are some of your first-round bets that you like?
Oh, man. You know, the thing about finding the first-round games, there's always so many. As you highlighted, there's usually some that jump up and become trendy upsets. And so yeah. to chase the real value in the point spread market, you kind of want to look for the games that have the big point spreads and you think could be competitive but haven't been highlighted by every handicapper under the sun, you know, including you or me or Jared or anybody else. So I do like the UCSD pick, but at plus 125 in the money line, 2.5 in the point spread, like there's not a lot of angle there at this point. The market kind of is where it is. I think you find a lot more interesting numbers looking at maybe like a Troy Kentucky, which is a game that hasn't been talked about a lot. That's a double digit spread. Lipscomb Iowa State. I'm not convinced Lipscomb is live in the game, but I think if you give them 15.5 points and you've tracked Iowa State's backcourt injury problems over the last several weeks, that's a big point spread to have to navigate in a tournament style game when you've been really uneven handling the ball for several weeks in a row. So those are a couple. I would take Akron seriously, 13.5. I think that's a really good team. I think sometimes we overvalue the teams that have nice conference tournament runs. Arizona plays in the Big 12 conference game. They ultimately lose to Houston in the championship game, but they still get there. So now the market's really high on them. Akron at 14.5, really big number, really good team. And then a couple just outright dogs to think about because I think they're being undervalued or misvalued entirely. Memphis at plus 110. Jared talked about this. They're the better team. They're going to have the best player in the game. I'm sure you will be evangelical about the powers of a basketball player named PJ. So I would consider that. Colorado State's been kind of underwhelming in the tournament years. So all of that kind of points me to a play on Memphis in the actual handicapping betting game sector. March Madness is so much fun because you have the game theory of a bracket that ultimately may influence different decisions than your decision-making process for betting a game. So bracket-wise, I actually think Colorado State's the move because shorthanded Memphis, they're probably going to lose eventually early on, and the risk profile changes in calling for a two-dimensional upset on paper. But when you're actually capping the game, and I think Memphis plus 110 is the correct play. Oklahoma UConn is a really interesting 8-9 game. Mm-hmm. I think we're really writing UConn into the second round based on things they've done in previous years. At plus 180, that seems like a crazy price to me for an 8-9 game. Take this for what it's worth. 9 seeds are actually outplaying 8 seeds in most of the recent years. So I think that's a huge opportunity if you want to chase return. I'm big on Louisville. I'll talk about that more probably in a second, but I would lay 3.5 against Creighton. Baylor plus, I think you're paying a premium for Mississippi State because they're an SEC team. Drake first half plus 3.5 is one I really like. I prefer that over the full game. And I would lay points with Houston, which you already talked about, full game, first half. Mm-hmm. I like them both.
Very good. Chase, we got about a minute left. I can sense that maybe you like Louisville to potentially upset Auburn. I remember talking with you last week, and you like Michigan State a lot. So just give me your thoughts on that South region, how you see it playing out.
I think that Michigan State is pretty consistent historically when they have a good team. So I think they're a stable stock, if you will. I think in terms of raw return, I think the price you can get with Louisville to make the Sweet 16, which last I saw was Sweet 16, I'm not going to remember, but they're 9-1 for the Elite Eight, which is to own the top half of that region. I think that's really nice. I think Auburn could go to the national championship game. I think they could also lose in the first round. I think they've shown that the last couple weeks, that there's maybe a little bit more variance than we had built into with that team.
Yeah, 100%. Who do you have in your Final Four?
You know, I haven't locked anything in yet all the way, but I think Houston seems really safe. I just don't trust a lot of the challengers in that. Duke, I understand why everybody likes them. I thought your segment yesterday on why they're the right, you know, quote-unquote right team historically was I've done something similar. But you're tied, man. They scare me off a little bit in that region, and I think that makes – then maybe a little bit more risky at the top with Duke than other teams are, than the market is accounting for.
All right, there you go. Chase Kitty, make sure you guys follow him on X, at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM, joining us each and every Wednesday here on Send It In. Chase, enjoy the madness, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you too.
All right, absolutely. Let's keep it rolling. Finishing up the show, got about 45 seconds left. Our prop lock of the day. Man, we had Venn Allen Lubin on North Carolina yesterday, under 11.5 points. Kid finishes with 12. Ridiculous. We're going Tremont Mark over 12.5 points today for Texas. He's really become the primary ball handler. We saw a lot of that in the SEC tournament, and Texas's offense found a little something. I like Mark over 12.5 points against Xavier tonight in the first four. Let's go to the NIT for my dog of the day. Folks, this tournament is really all about motivation for me. We're getting a big underdog in Northern Iowa. It's always a well-coached team under Ben Jacobson, going against SMU out of the ACC. What does SMU have to play for? Give me Northern Iowa plus 10.5 tonight against SMU. And then my best bet, I'll take American on the money line tonight against Mount St. Mary's. We had head coach Dwayne Simpkins on our network when I was doing our Sunday show inside the betting lines. I'm riding with Coach Simpkins and American tonight on the money line. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow for the first round of the tournament. Can't wait. I'll be on You Better You Bet with Femi coming up at 3 p.m. Eastern time. I'll see you there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.